This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I've been seeing millipedes recently. On moist monsoon mornings, you know, I've been seeing them. They're nocturnal, but on overcast mornings, especially moist overcast mornings, you'll come across them. What a creature. They're not really technically an insect. I mean, they're arthropods, but after that, they go to another class, okay, from phylum to another class. But they're arthropods, and they're very cool arthropods. Their scientific name of this cool arthropod, the scientific name is Orthoporus ornatus. And these brown 6 to 8 inch long arthropods with many legs, they spend their nights hanging out in moist desert soil, in and on moist desert soil. And they're detritivores. I mean, they eat rotting sticks and leaves. The female of the desert millipede lays her eggs in moist soil and then goes off to do more millipede things. Probably she says, well, I'm hungry. I want some more detritus. Anyway, seeing these millipedes on those mornings reminded me that I recently found a poem I had written about the Sonoran Desert millipede, and I called it Desert Millipede Facts Made Clear. The desert millipede does not have 1,000 legs, and it's said that the female of the species does not take care of its eggs. Does the Better Bugness Bureau know these disturbing facts? False advertising and parental abuse. Maybe someone should ask, or maybe we can get the facts straight. The truth is what we need before we indict the Sonoran Desert millipede. Millipedes like to hide in dark places during most of the day, and when it's moist in the night, they like to come out and play. They eat detritus, so they can be called detritivores, and eating decayed sticks and leaves doesn't give their mouth sores. And female millipedes that leave eggs buried in the earth, they're too busy to hang around and be there for the birth. Oh, and those 1,000 legs, I mean, what about that? Only 500 or 600, my friends. And that is a fact. 2 pairs of legs per segment are found on this cool arthropod, and they move like a wave on that brown segmented bod. There is one question that has given entomologists a great deal of doubt. Can millipedes do the hokey pokey? And is that what it's all about? But hey, I know the answer, because at a bookstore I made a rare find. It was the Millipede Songbook, and the first page was signed. And listen, on page 33, it was written quite clearly. And if you don't mind, I'd like to sing it, because I love this song dearly. We put our right feet in, we put our right feet out, we put our right feet in, and we wave them all about. We do the hokey pokey, we turn ourselves around, that's what we're all about. We like to sleep all day, then we go out at night. We like to sleep all day, then we steps up for a bite. We eat some rotten stuff until we had enough, and that's what we're all about. We put the detritus in, we put the detritus out, we put the detritus in, and we shake it all about. We find detritus and chew it, because someone has to do it, and that's what we're all about. Our name is Orthoporus ornatus, and we're an arthropod. We hide in the desert, and we really like our job. We're the desert millipede, got everything we need. That's what we're all about. We do the hokey pokey. We do the hokey pokey. We're the desert millipede, got everything we need. That's what we're all about. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.